a policy on labour-intensive works under the Ghana Social Opportunities Project has been launched in Accra. It seeks to facilitate income-earning opportunities for vulnerable people who cannot compete in the job market. The policy is an initiative of the Ministries of Employment and Labour Relations and Local Government and Rural Development. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Alhaji Collins Dauda, said the policy is a robust and effective institutional arrangement to help roll out the labour-intensive public works on a national scale. Here's a report by Frank Ama and Sandra Amaki.
The labour-intensive public work policy was designed for employment creation through infrastructure rehabilitation to improve the living conditions of the poor. It seeks to enhance income-earning opportunities and to accelerate economic development through existing local government structures at the district assembly level. The policy is expected to provide employable, vocational and technical skills for the unskilled and semi-skilled labour force. The goal is to promote private sector participation in job creation and sustainable local economic development. The Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Collins Dauda, said the labour-intensive public works will focus on livelihood and enterprise activities such as agro-processing and small handicraft.
There is the secondary employment generation effect of LIPW that we ought not to lose sight of. The community access of feeder roads and small earth dams and dugouts that are created through the intervention provide opportunity for community members to carry out other ventures such as dry season farming, animal rearing, among others, in a more efficient and sustainable manner.
The chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, Professor Kwesi Boche, said there are more opportunities within the broad frameworks of social protection, employment, and local economic development.
Address these needs, we need to be thinking of creative, lower-cost options for providing local infrastructure needs and achieving the expected outcomes for rural transformational change as a way of dealing with the continuing problems of widespread unemployment and poverty.
Some beneficiaries at the launch called for mechanisms to sustain the labour-intensive public works and the GSOP.
Frank Ama and Sandra Amaki felt that report.